Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
We're 60 seconds from the shot caller question of the day, but before we get into it, I know my birthday's coming up in just a few weeks here.
Yay, Jim, happy birthday, buddy. I'm going to forget, so I'm telling you now.
Well, I just wanted to get ahead of it and let everyone in the room know you do not need to get me a present this year.
Cool.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sorry, I need to clarify. Don't, under any circumstances, get me a present.
Whoa.
I want to make sure I'm clear about this. It's not that I don't need one.
Yeah.
I don't want you guys to get me one. Just don't.
Okay, at first I thought you were being kind, but now I feel like...
It's kind of insulting, Jeffrey.
Yesterday, producer Boyd celebrated his birthday here.
Yeah, and I saw
what you guys got him as a present.
Dude, and editor Ashley worked so hard on that.
I mean, if that's the bar y'all are setting for birthday gifts around here, then...
She did a custom mug, a custom t-shirt that we helped her with.
Yeah, okay, so save yourself the $6 or whatever it was. Maybe it was $3 on the clearance rack, but I'm bowing out. I'm just saying, don't worry about it. You're off the hook for my birthday present this year.
You know,
I don't even know what your birthday is, so.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good. We're just going to treat that day that like business as usual.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me my wish.
Dude, okay. I know you. I could just get you a chocolate muffin and you'd be so happy.
No, he doesn't want anything, Jose. Don't get
I don't want it.
It's reverse psychology. Now I'm going to get you the best present ever.
Yeah, bro.
Maybe even like entertainment. Maybe
let's hire people.
That could be good.
Let's hire his mom to come
see. He looks so upset.
You guys are embarrassing yourselves right now. And I'm just telling you, you're off the hook. Don't do it. I don't want a present from you. Not now.
Nope.
Not
we
ever.
We are hookers.
Ever.
We are on it right
Shouldn't
now.
Have said
hooking.
Anything.
My present to you guys this morning, though, is a shock with the shock collar question of the day.
Because
we have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke, you're drawing a name out because you were the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
It's not gonna be able to think. Birthday boy.
I'm not going to be able to think about anything except what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Brainstorm, buddy.
Yeah, text in 78592 with any ideas.
Yeah, what should we do for Jeffrey?
Brooke Swaggy, not Swaggy Fox.
She even said it without swag.
Yeah.
All right. Brooke's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Stop me if you've heard this one before.
Oh.
A sheep, a duck, and a rooster walk into a bar.
I haven't. Oh my gosh, tell me.
One
I
of them
love
said, ouch.
Jokes.
It sounds like the beginning of a joke, but in 1783, those three animals together made history in France. It happened when two men known as the Montgolfier brothers developed a new mode of transportation. And to show it off for the public, they used a sheep, a duck, and a rooster as stand-ins for humans. The test went smooth and the invention was a success. As a bonus, none of the animals were harmed, except at one point the sheep did sit on the rooster.
Oh, no!
Tell me, what type of invention did they create?
What year were we talking?
1783.
Whoa.
Oh,
shoot.
It's 1700.
I mean, type of transportation.
My first image, which now I have to throw it out the window, was like a motorcycle sidecar.
Me too!
With the sheep and the rooster.
That's so cute.
With some goggles on the sheep.
So cute.
The fact that they used animals as stand-ins for humans, though, tells you that this is a mode of transportation that's not very safe. safe.
Yeah, they were like, look.
We'll give it a go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sheep can die. We don't want to test it on anyone.
It's hard. I mean, that year, all I can think of is carriages, right? Like, they got the wheel, they got some horses. What's the new mode of transportation in the 1700s?
I have an idea. Do you remember those, I think they were called tricycles, right? With a giant, giant wheel up front. You know, they were trying to, like, reinvent bicycles.
How are you putting a sheep, a rooster, and something else on a bicycle,
though? Maybe it's the first three-seater bicycle.
That's what I was trying to say, is maybe it's an adaptation of a bicycle. Like, they were all experimenting with them, right?
Yeah, or a bike that pulls a carriage.
That seems like you could use a human to test those out, though. I'm thinking more dangerous. Yeah. Like, what if they sent them up in a hot air balloon?
See? That's not bad. I like hot air balloon. But here's my issue is how are those animals getting back down? They just waited until the fire died
the fire
out because they couldn't control it.
Maybe.
Yeah. They shoot the balloon.
Let's get the question one more time. I hope not.
Back in the 1700s, transportation was limited, and that's why inventors from all over the globe were attempting dangerous tests using animals as human stand-ins. Mm. The Montgolfier brothers of France used a sheep, a rooster, and a duck in order to test their travel invention. Luckily for everyone involved, it was successful, and the public, including the king and queen, saw for their own eyes that this new mode of transporting people could be possible. What did they create?
I just thought of it. So I'm just thinking, what are old forms of transportation before cars for everything? Blimps.
Well, I thought of that, too. I mean, it's very similar to the hot air balloon.
And they were luxurious, because I saw something on the
blimps. But that was more like the late 1800s when we're talking about, like early 1900s when we're talking
luxury blimps. I don't know my blimp history as well as you do.
How about the first ever submarine? Like, because I know that they had submarines during the Civil War, which is like the mid-1800s. Oh. Maybe this was the very, very first edition of the submarine, like a very rudimentary submarine.
I don't know what that means, but a rhododendron submarine.
Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
Where are we at with trains? Do we remember timeline for anybody? I mean, I know we're building tracks all across the country
everywhere.
You know, the 1800s, right? Is that when that was happening?
I think so.
That's when the chain.
So if the first one came around in the 1700s,
it's possible
they could have put coal into a car, and
or they could have done one of those push ones. But how is a sheep? And
the rooster's on the other side, just up and down.
Cute.
It's like a cartoon.
I know. I wanted to do that.
I just love it so much.
Maybe they just put him in a slingshot. Yeah. And just shot each of them across the channel.
And that's what brought us to Elon Musk's rocket ship.
He stole that idea.
I'm going to go with hot air balloon.
I like
Final answer.
Good answer.
In 1783, the Montgolfier brothers weren't positive the new mode of transportation they created was entirely safe, and it wasn't because of speed or durability issues. They were concerned about the effects of altitude on the human body.
Okay, we're in the air.
And they came to that conclusion one night while watching laundry dry over a fire. And the heat lifted the clothes into the air, and they figured they could use the same idea to transport people on a larger scale. And that's why a sheep, a duck, and a rooster were the first to ever test out and ride in a hot air balloon.
Yeah! Guys, we did it!
Good. Now I'm going to have to get Jeffrey an extra big birthday present because he helped me out with that.
Let's get him a hot air balloon!
All right, well, we got it right, and so that means Jake's going to get shocked, and somebody wanted to hear Industry Baby by Lil Nas X.
I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for. I don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soldiers, tell them I ain't laying low.
I don't know the words of that song yet, but I love it.
I do too.
It's a vibe. As your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We're just a few minutes away from laser stories, but before we get to that, I've been told by producer Boyd, our digital producer Jake, has a special announcement for everyone.
I don't know what it is. Do not say you're quitting.
What's going on, Jake?
Well, I know it's been a while, but a couple months ago, we all gathered in the break room and we watched as Jeffrey attempted to break a Guinness World Record. Do you guys remember that?
Oh my God.
The Capri Sun drinking.
That's right, Capri Sun. Fastest time to chug a Capri Sun. Well, we recorded it and we gathered evidence and we had witnesses sign statements, everything they wanted to make it official.
Yeah.
And then we sent that into Guinness about 3 months ago.
It's a long process.
It's a hard process.
I totally forgot about this.
After a long process, we got a reply.
Oh my god.
Is he in the book?
I'm gonna need a drum roll.
Okay.
Wait, we have sound effects, you guys.
Guys, this is better, bro.
Okay.
That's fine. Oh, there it is.
That's fine. This is directly from Guinness. It says, in reference to your record attempt for fastest time to drink a Capri Sun, we can verify that you successfully consumed the pouch in a record 13.6 seconds.
Yes!
Oh, my
God! Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Wait, he's still going.
There's more.
But unfortunately, you were disqualified.
No!
No, that's a joke.
The guidelines explicitly state the original record was from a 200 milliliter Capri Sun pouch purchased in Europe, and you used a 177 milliliter Capri Sun pouch from North America.
It was too little, so you finished faster.
It wasn't really my fault. It was Digital Jake's fault for not buying the right size Capri Sun.
No. This is all Europe's fault.
Yeah, why didn't you get on a plane and go to London and buy the right Capri? Oh my God, are you joking me?
I'm not, and it says, therefore, your attempt was invalid, and we are sorry to give you this bad news, but we'd also like to encourage you to find European Capri Suns and try again in the future. Good luck.
How do you even get a picture here? There's a difference between the two.
No way.
It's a difference of 0.7 ounces. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
Are you joking me?
Why would they even start the letter that way with so much hope?
I know.
It's embarrassing how excited we are.
Hey, you can buy some European Capri Suns, and then in 3 to 6 months after we break the record again, we can maybe hear back.
We can forget about it and then remember
Jeff,
again.
Jeff, your mom is going to be very disappointed.
Again.
She's right.
But I guess it's back to more training.
I'm sorry. Oh,
sorry to disappoint everyone and myself.
Hey, you hold the world record in my heart.
You know what, though? I had a really good 10 seconds there of celebration.
Me too. That was fun for a little bit.
I was almost happy.
Anyway, let's bring the mood back down when we do laser stories right after this. It's the radio segment that refuses to wash his left hand.
Ew.
Apparently, he high-fived Martha Stewart in 2006 after a bake-off. And he just doesn't want to lose her scent.
Ew, so gross.
It's laser stories. A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other Dumbledores just don't. His first laser story is out of Hazelwood, Missouri. There's nothing more hectic than the elementary school drop-off line.
Oof.
With minivans jockeying for space, got those overtired parents throwing backpacks at their children, and then late cars skidding in just in time to make the bell. That's kind of what happened to one mom. 34-year-old Janet Strauss, she cut off a different mother in the drop-off lane.
Uh-oh.
And then when she realized it, Janet felt horrible and immediately got out of her minivan to apologize.
Well, that's good at least.
However, the other mom named Barb wasn't ready to hear it. And foul words immediately came streaming out of her mouth.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Somebody's having a hard day, Barb.
Why you gotta be a stereotypical Barb?
Hey, that's my mom's name.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, makes sense.
The two began arguing, and it got louder and louder. And before anyone knew it, Barb had pulled out a gun.
Alexis, get your mom under control.
Dude, what did she, like, reach underneath the Capri Sun that was in the center console to get that?
But Janet wasn't about to be outdone. Witnesses say she yelled, "I got one for you, too!"
Oh, what?
No.
And stormed back to her minivan, only to retrieve her firearm.
Kapuya!
What is going on?
Here we go.
So the principal had to come out with an AK.
No. God, I can't laugh at that.
No. The superintendent has a bazooka. You all chill out.
Okay. No, after the two women showed each other their guns, the argument quickly ended with no one getting hurt.
Okay.
And the moms then dropped their children off and left the property.
Okay.
What?
The children were still present while the standoff was
happening. Mom's like, "Here, you take mommy's gun just in case."
Yeah.
It's real responsible.
What's going on?
However, that wasn't the end, because the school contacted police to file a report. And authorities are saying that the parents could face charges of unlawful use of a weapon once an investigation is complete.
Oh, well, and you're in a school zone. I don't think you can just whip those out.
Don't cut in the car.
Jeez.
This next laser story is out of England. There's a massive baked bean shortage happening right now, and many people say TikTok is to blame.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you think 20 years ago you would ever hear that sentence?
Yeah.
Big bean shortage and TikTok is the blame. Yeah. Like, what does any of this
I would have
mean?
Gone 3 years ago. I wouldn't have believed I would have heard that sentence, Jose.
Apparently, police in the UK have been forced to ask grocery stores to stop selling cans of baked beans, all because of a TikTok trend called beaning.
Ooh.
Okay. What's beaning?
I don't know, but I like it.
It's where TikTokers film themselves smearing the contents of a tin of beans on the doorsteps of unsuspecting residents before posting the footage online.
Like,
oh, I don't like it anymore. Slipping.
I can just hear you, my husband. Yeah, honey, we got bean to get.
It's kind of like egging someone's house, but just with beans.
I would totally bean Brooke's house.
Yeah,
that'd be so funny.
Bean your Jetta.
No, Brooke would be like, oh, this is a honey baked kind. This is good stuff. Collect it up.
You know, I do really like baked beans. You know, when you say that, I think they're so delicious.
It's a little more than popular, too, because if you search hashtag bean bandits, you'll find thousands of videos amassing millions and millions of views.
I mean, the alliteration in that name.
It's just too good to pass up.
And it's not just doorsteps that are getting beaned. Driveways, front doors, and cars aren't safe either.
Oh, come on. Leave the cars alone.
That's why the Yorkshire Police have issued a statement asking people to be aware and report anytime they see kids buying large quantities of canned baked beans at the store.
This is like the most English thing ever.
It's like, I don't know. I'm like, let them have their
fun. Like, oh, we got hit by a drive-by crumpet.
Yeah.
It's like so English.
This next laser story is out of Oklahoma City. Cops are searching for a guy who went to a grocery store on Sunday and defecated in one of the freezers right on the Totino's pizza rolls.
Not the pizza rolls!
It lands right in the cup holder. Right in the cup holder. That was tremendous.
Tremendous.
How do you do that? Do you, like, you do it and then you bring it out there? Or
do you
really do it
details,
on the spot?
Yeah. Like, why do you want to know?
Are you heading to the grocery store after this? Is that what's happening?
Like, look, I'm trying to game plan here.
I'd be like, oh, kids, look at free fudge rolls.
Oh, goodness, God. The thing is, it's not clear why he did it. But the worst part is a customer accidentally found it.
No.
Yep. A woman named Shirley Wright Johnson was shopping with her two kids. She opened the freezer to grab some pizza rolls and unfortunately chose the wrong pack.
Oh.
So when she took the one on top, she felt something smushy on her
hand.
Okay.
Oh, why you gotta say smushy,
please.
Bro?
You know what, though? She's a mom of two kids. It's not the first time she's put her hand in the human feces.
What is with you being
into
this?
I just tell you, like, once you're a mom, you're like, oh, man, more poop on my hand.
The fact that it was still smushy after being in the freezer means it was recent.
I'm gonna
either that or he has a very fibrous diet.
That's true.
Yeah.
Someone's healthy.
When she saw what was under the bag, though, she freaked out and immediately told an employee.
Okay. Oh, I smell his poop.
Yo, you know, this is a good thing in the long run, because if I was her, I'd ask for free pizza rolls for life.
Dude, if I was her, I'd immediately assume it was one of my own children's.
She says she washed her hands and used bleach to disinfect them.
Good. Okay.
But she and her kids could still smell it on their drive home.
Any more details.
What, did she actually still buy the Tostito rolls?
Like, yeah, she literally she took the same box.
Put them back, lady. Why are you still smelling it?
The store felt horrible about what happened. Afterwards, the store checked their security footage, and they say the guy who did it was also walking around taking photos of women with his phone.
So, jeez, come on, dude.
Hopefully someone can ID him, because cops have a pant load of evidence.
Oh. 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 Got it.
Oh, what? That was too far?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just go to the next laser story. This one's out of Slumber Headquarters. When do you get the best sleep? Mm. According to a new survey, the average adult sleeps poorly 3 nights a week, with the worst nights being on Sundays and Mondays.
That's so true. Sundays are so hard to go back to bed after the weekend.
Like, your sleep schedule's screwed up. You're stressed about everything you got going on in the week ahead.
The best nights for rest are Fridays and Saturdays, which seems obvious since those are the days most people can sleep in a little longer.
Yeah.
And I can actually put my phone on, like, mute.
Totally.
You know, where I just have to buzz or
there's no pressure. There's no pressure to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to bed when you want, wake up when you want.
And here's a few other interesting stats they found from that survey. 79% of people say the quality of sleep they get sets the tone for the following day.
Oh, for sure.
It so does.
Who are those 21% where it doesn't even matter?
Yo. Dude, I think my best friend. The guy could, like, literally drink all night, get 2 hours of sleep, wake up still drunk, and be there at work bright and early.
I was going to say vampires, but apparently it's alcoholics.
Yeah.
Well, maybe my buddy's an alcoholic vampire.
Also, 58% feel like their work performance drags if they don't get enough sleep.
Oh.
Are you guys down to do any shrooms?
That's an old clip. I did not just say that. Okay. I just want everybody to know.
Sure, Jose. And some of the top reasons for bad sleep include having to get up to use the bathroom, being stressed out, and knowing you have to be up early the next day. So as long as you don't think of those things, you'll probably have a pretty restful night's sleep.
Okay.
Can't wait.
I wish turtles could talk, man.
Why is that?
Because I bet he has a bunch of tricks to get a great night's sleep.
That sounds
means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We do it again same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's crazy to think how scientists have completely changed the way that we live.
Oh yeah.
I mean, thanks to them, we have electricity to power our houses. Mm-hmm. We have anesthesia, so we don't feel our heart transplants.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Good.
You should be asleep.
We have the internet, so we can see what our favorite celebrities look like shirtless without having to actually stalk them at their mansions.
Wow.
Oh, I still do the old-fashioned rule. But
you don't have to. Thanks, science.
Yeah.
But for all the huge breakthroughs that we've seen, there's also been equal, if not more, fails and question marks.
Well, I mean,
fail-throughs.
That's what science is about, right?
Yeah, you have to. Right?
And that's what the Ig Nobel Prizes are all about.
Oh.
The award show that celebrates the dumbest real scientific studies from the past year. And the newest winners were just announced. You're never going to believe what researchers thought men's beards are really meant for.
Yeah. What waste any time on that pandemic thing?
They actually tested it too. You're going to find out coming up. When it comes to the most prestigious award ceremonies, the Academy Awards, the VMAs, the Raspberries.
What's the Raspberries?
You know, that's the one for the bad movies.
Oh, those are the Razzies.
Those are the Razzies.
Oh, I thought those were the same thing.
No, the Raspberries are given to the worst pop songs of the year, and when you get the awards, Celine Dion blows gently on your belly button.
Oh, what? Like a raspberry.
You get a raspberry.
I see.
That's a nice one. But
that's a beautiful sound. Even
I want one. I want a Celine Dion raspberry.
Maybe no award's more meaningful, though, than the Ig Nobel Prizes. If you don't know what those are, they're the prizes given to the most ridiculous real scientific studies that actually happened over the past calendar year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about these. Yeah,
does Ig stand for ignorant? Is that what it stands for?
I don't remember.
I'm not smart enough to know.
Okay, yeah, no.
Basically, it's where all the nerds get together and troll each other about who's the worst at science.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, this year's winners were selected, so let's go over them just for fun.
Yes. These are so fun to me.
The Ecology Prize went to a team of researchers from Spain who did a genetic breakdown of all the different bacteria you can find on discarded chewing gum around the world.
I'm going to say tons.
Yeah.
So gross. Yeah,
just in case somebody wanted to pick it up and pop it back in their mouth, now they know.
Just really useful information that you want to be carrying around with you. The Peace Prize went to a group of scientists in the United States who tested the hypothesis that humans evolved beards to protect themselves from punches to the face.
I've always heard that. I've heard that. Is that true? Did they find out?
I don't know.
Brooke, I can't believe you're actually interested in it.
I am.
I'm wondering who was volunteering to be tested in that study.
Just like old Vikings. You're going to try to uppercut me. Good luck.
Meanwhile, the Medicine Prize went to a team in Germany who tried to prove that bedroom activities are just as effective as decongestant medicine to improve your nasal breathing.
Oh my god.
That sounds like it'd be fun to be part of that test, right?
The face punch study guys are like, oh, I want to be in that one.
Yeah. But it means you have to do it with like a super snotty nose.
Just come over here and kiss me first.
Please just kiss me right now. You can't breathe through my nose.
Gross.
Like that's ever stopped anybody before.
Yeah. It's sexy.
We're talking about this year's winners for the Ig Nobel Prize, the most ridiculous scientific studies of the last 12 months.
This is great.
The prize for physics went to researchers in the Netherlands who did a year-long experiment to figure out why pedestrians don't constantly collide with other pedestrians while they're walking.
It's called peripheral vision.
Have you ever heard of eyes before?
Yeah. You look ahead and you look behind you.
I wonder if they came to an answer, though. Like, it'd be even better. It's like inconclusive. We weren't quite sure.
I don't know, but the most hilarious part about it is a completely different team of researchers in Japan also won for studying why pedestrians sometimes do collide with each other while they're walking.
I hope the only
even think of this.
It has to be the cell phones. It has to be the only reason, yeah, right?
Good point. I don't know. I just hope those two teams, like, fight each other when they're at the award ceremony.
They don't collide. No, they do collide.
No, they don't. The transportation prize was given to scientists in the U.S., and they did experiments to figure out if it's safer to airlift a rhinoceros upside down by its feet rather than right side up. Meaning safer for the rhino, not for the humans trying to move it.
Did you say they did experiments?
Yeah.
We should have known what you said, USA and science.
Imagine seeing this. Like, happen.
But how do you set a rhino back down if you're carrying it upside down?
That's a good point. Gently?
I mean, a rhino on the back. Is that good? Is that?
I think you drop it into, like, a pool.
Oh. Yeah, they're like cats. They land on their feet. Yeah.
This is how this starts.
Well, if anybody,
no, I'm going to study it.
If anybody out there is going to be airlifting a rhino anytime soon, you should know they didn't find that it makes much of a difference either way.
God, why do I want to see video of these experiments?
I'm sure you can find
it. They have to be on YouTube, right?
Let's keep going. The chemistry prize was given to German researchers who analyzed the air inside movie theaters to see whether the odors given off by the audience reflected the levels of violence, sex, drug use, and bad language in the movie that they were watching.
Kind of gross.
So, like, the more R-rated the movie is, the stinkier the crowd's going
to
be?
You should be able to, like, smell it in the air. Like, smells like a love scene with drugs.
I don't know if I want to know the answer.
Also, the biology prize. That last one felt like the biology prize. But apparently the biology prize went to one researcher in Sweden.
Oh, just one.
Who studied the different sounds cats make while communicating with humans.
Oh.
Which, if you're wondering, include purring, chirping, chattering, trilling, tweedling, murmuring, meowing, moaning, squeaking, hissing, yowling, howling, and growling.
Was the researcher's name Taylor Swift?
The award for loneliest researcher with the least human friends goes to one man in Sweden.
He's petting all his cats. Don't chatter back. Yeah. We're bigger than them.
We're going to tweedle together. The prize for economics went to a guy in France who wondered if the obesity of a country's politicians can indicate the level of overall corruption in the country.
Interesting.
Okay, the more money they have, the fatter they get. Yeah. I mean, it's usually your pockets are fat, not, you know. Mm-hmm.
Of course, a French person did that, too.
Yeah,
judgy.
And finally, the entomology prize went to researchers in the United States who did a study called A New Method of Cockroach Control on Submarines.
Oh, cockroaches.
Is that actually a problem on submarines?
Do you have cockroaches underwater?
I would hope so. Otherwise, why would they even do this study?
Hey, they're in for the... I mean, that's why maybe they got this prize.
Yeah.
Maybe there isn't an issue.
The him and the cat guy should get together.
Yeah.
Collab. Anyway, those are your Ig Nobel Prizes for the past year.
Wow.
Dude, that was great.
Yeah. We got your phone tap coming up next. My friends, we're making phone tap history today.
All right.
For the first time ever on this show, Brooke, Jose, and I all get in on a prank call together.
Yay! I'm so excited.
It's a menage a phone tap?
No. Sure.
Okay, you made it not as cool.
You made it sound a little bit weird, but
there's three of us.
Yeah. I get what you were saying, but the three of us team up and we surprise a woman on her birthday.
Yeah.
We have a very special thing planned for her. I really hope she appreciates it, and I just really hope nobody in here screws it up.
That would be the worst.
That would be really awful, wouldn't it, Brooke?
No.
I tried.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. It's your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hello, is this Heather?
Yeah. Who is this?
Oh, good. Hello.
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 Oh, my God. What is this? Hello?
Hi, Heather.
Oh, my.
Hello. Hi. Good day. We are the Good News Trio.
Yes, we are.
That's right.
We were hired by your friend Evelyn because we heard it's your birthday, and she wanted us to give you a special message. Yay, give it up for everybody. Congrats.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yep. Are you ready, gang?
Oh, yeah.
Ready.
Here we go. And a one, and a two, and a three. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
What was that, Cheryl? Are you not following us? Or?
It was, I haven't warmed up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, we need that to happen very quickly.
Yeah. Only two words.
This is a job. We're working. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it again just for you, Heather.
Sweet.
Okay. You get a free extra show, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Are you pumped?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Don't mess it up, Cheryl.
I'm ready
let's
this time.
Do it
I'm ready.
Again.
Okay.
And a one, and a two, and a three. Bum, bum, bum. You are the best.
You are the best.
You
God.
Oh my
this
goodness.
Is hilarious.
Well, you shouldn't like it. You should not be having a good time right now. This is unacceptable.
Okay. This isn't a joke or something? Like,
no, we really do apologize. I mean, Cheryl is new. She's filling in for one of our regulars. And so it's just not up to the standard that we normally come to expect of ourselves.
Wow.
I feel bad.
Well, you shouldn't.
That's the last thing we want. We don't want you to feel bad because it's your birthday.
It is, but... Yeah.
If anybody should feel bad, it's Cheryl.
Yes.
Did you just say that to me?
I did say that to you.
Oh, my God. Don't make her cry, guys. What are you doing?
Nothing wrong with a little tough love in the entertainment biz, okay?
You know what, guys? I'm doing my best here, and I normally work in insurance, so this is out of my comfort zone, but I was here to help you.
Insurance also have jingles, so you shouldn't be this off.
And the waterworks are terrible for your vocal cords.
Okay. I'm not crying
guys.
Yet.
It's okay. Look, we do have another special one for you.
Yeah, this is going to be our best one yet. I promise, right, Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Bum 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 bum. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Stop crying.
Get out, Cheryl.
Cheryl, you're tone deaf.
I told you we would have been better off as a duo.
You did say that, but next time we're gonna have to use your ugly brother Mickey.
Can we do it one more time?
No, it's too embarrassing for me.
Oh my God. Guys, you're making her cry.
She's making herself cry with her horrible singing.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Cheryl, please don't listen to them. You're doing perfectly fine. I love your voice. I love it. I love it. Please don't cry.
Is it okay if I just do a solo for you?
No. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
It would make me feel better.
Oh,
so you had a bad day, you take down, you turn it around, and you have a better day.
Honey, you have a lovely voice, but maybe singing isn't the main thing you should do.
I told you, Cheryl, you're only good at prank phone calls. You're not good at singing.
Yes.
Wait, what are you talking about, prank phone calls?
Well, in the barbershop industry, this is what we call a phone tag.
Phone tag.
Phone tag.
Oh, my God. Are you guys joking?
We're
totally joking. Yeah.
This is actually Brooke, Jeff, and Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we are doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad.
Don't feel bad. This is all because of your best friend, Evelyn. She set you up for the prank because she said it's your birthday, and she wanted us to make you laugh.
I'm going to get her. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No way.
That's not how I really sing.
No,
let's show her.
No, I want to get Heather in as the third.
Oh, let's try it. Heather, we'll try with just happy.
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 Yeah! See, that's way better. You're hired, Heather. What? Cheryl, you're fired.
What?
Hired.
I
refuse to give up this job.
Hired.
Yeah!
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's almost time for your brand new second date update. And I'll be honest, made a little blunder in it.
Uh-oh.
Does not look great on me.
Why?
And I don't think I've ever made a mistake on the air before.
Okay, rewind the tape. Like,
not like,
rewind
okay,
the tape.
Not like this one. Like, I've had plenty of screw-ups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, more screw-ups than most radio hosts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think more screw-ups than, like, good days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's why after we did this, I went and I asked our producer, hey, could we maybe not air this one so I don't look like an idiot to everybody?
Oh, it's that bad.
And he looked at me and he laughed and he said, yeah, no, we're playing this.
Oh, man. man, it's bringing him joy. I like this.
It happens right off the top, so you'll hear it in a few minutes.
Why do you look embarrassed right now?
I'm embarrassed. All I ask is that when you hear it, please do not text in and shame me and tell me how horrible I am at this job.
Because
I get enough of that from my parents.
Dude, the Jeffrey haters are chomping at the bit.
They really are.
But yeah. I'm one of them.
Here it comes. Brand new low with your second date update next.
Second date update.
In order to learn from your mistakes, you have to admit that you did them first.
Yeah.
That's a big step.
That's the hardest step.
It is.
Yeah, that sucks.
But that's why today I'm admitting that I thought I called somebody else for this second date update.
What?
I had a different person in mind, but messed up. And instead, we're going to be talking to Abraham.
Okay.
Who's on the phone right now.
You dialed the wrong number.
I did.
Abraham, you're my number one, okay? Maybe not Jeffrey's, but...
My bad, dude. You forgive a bro?
Hey, all good. All good.
All right. Okay. Thanks, man. Tell us, who are we going to be calling today? What's her name?
Her name is Vicky.
So wait, all right. Jeffrey, do you know anything about this date?
I don't know. I don't know
nothing.
What's going on.
Okay, so you're going to have to spell this one out for us, Abraham. Where'd you meet Vicky?
We met online. You know, it was kind of weird when we were first chatting online because she had sent a couple of pictures.
Oh.
And I could tell she was cute, but I did do a little social media stalking. And
Okay. Well, that's like necessity. That's
everybody does that.
It's part of the game of dating now. It truly is.
What'd you do? Like, did you accidentally like a photo from like 2 years ago?
Oh, that's the worst. That can mess it up.
That is exactly what I did.
Oh, no, you just guessed, Brooke.
Dude.
Is it so bad? Did you like try to unlike it and like hope she doesn't see?
Well, hold on. Were you using your account?
Yeah, I don't have like a catfish account that I used to.
That's your first mistake.
Yeah. I didn't think of that.
Who's creepy over here with like this weird stalker
account? Rule number one about Facebook
stalking
is you have to have a ghost account or use somebody else's.
You have a ghost account too?
That's smart.
So what happened when you accidentally liked her old photo?
Then I unliked it, but the problem was the photo was from like 3 years ago. Oof. So like... I had done thorough research. It's not like a picture that just came out last month, you know?
In your defense, though, girls go crazy over this, and it's not like you took 30 minutes to get to that picture. All you do is you click profile, you scroll down twice, next thing you know, you're in, you know, 2012. You don't realize how far back it goes that quickly.
But once you start liking it, that's where it gets kind of weird.
That's where,
But she saw it, and she still went out with you, right? Like,
did she? I mean, did you guys end up meeting up?
We did. We had a great time. We went to a bar. We had flights of tequila.
That's fine.
Nice. Attaboy.
Yeah.
Did the picture mistake come up at all when you guys were having any conversation?
She didn't mention it. She didn't seem like that was a factor. Everything was cool. Like, the conversation was normal. It was fun. No sense of like, oh, I'm doing my duty to go on the date with this guy that liked a picture from 5 years ago. Like,
okay.
She dodged a bullet.
A lot of good stuff happening on the day. Any red flags?
Well, again, going back and sort of analyzing it, like I was just telling her a story about how one time she and I were sharing a plate of nachos, and I was telling her this story about once I was out with a buddy of mine and I dropped like a fake spider in the nachos and he freaked out and I thought it was really funny. And when I told her that story, she was just kind of stone-faced and looked at me like, why would you do something like that?
Oh,
she didn't.
Why did you tell me that story as soon as they brought us our nachos?
Yeah. Like,
what should I be looking for here? You didn't do anything to them, right?
No, of course not. I just thought she would laugh. I was just like telling a story about a past event. So
imagine if you put them there, but you're just eating the fake spiders now just to like get rid of them.
It always sucks when like you tell a story and in your mind it's really funny, and then you like maybe you miss the punch or something of it, and nobody.
Yeah, I feel like that happens a lot with us.
Okay.
Or that may be the moment where she realized that you guys don't have the same humor. Like maybe you're more slapstick, she's more like highbrow or dry humor.
She didn't throw a banana peel on the floor and hope she slipped or anything.
I pied her in the face and she had no reaction.
Where did the date go from there?
I mean, it ended well. We went back to her place.
Oh.
We had a really good time. So again, all these are indications like...
Wait, a really good time? Or like a really good time?
Like, when did you leave?
I didn't leave until the next morning.
Okay.
That's good.
Maybe there is something to liking photos from 5 years ago. Maybe that's
Don't go doing that.
Jeff's going to go like a bunch of old photos.
Was it awkward in the morning? Because you were drinking tequila the night before,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, that helps.
It wasn't awkward because we weren't wasted. Like, we were both in our right minds. It was good chemistry. But the next morning, you know, when I woke up and she was getting dressed, like, we were having a nice conversation. I thought it was sort of like this playful, like, banter thing that was happening there. But maybe I wasn't getting the hint that she was saying, like, get the hell out, I need to go. I might not have picked up on that.
She's like, where's your underwear? And you're like, I don't know.
Where is it? Kinda, yeah.
She's like, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Get out.
Like,
get the hell out.
I mean, it could be that she didn't have as much fun as you did the night before.
Oof.
Yeah, you know, now I'm kind of questioning, like, how was I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like not maybe your top performance.
Yeah. Let me give you some from experience. I wouldn't make this call.
Are you saying that that's a question you don't want the answer to?
No, maybe a quick phone call, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, in my experience, I've always been too good and too intimidating.
Oh.
So we have some wiggle room here, Abraham. I'm going to play a song. We're going to come back and we'll call her and we'll see just how good or bad you were when we do your second date update right after this, all right?
Hey, thank you.
All right, hold on. We're learning a lot of valuable things today in the second date update. Like rule number one, when you stalk someone's social media before a date, always use a ghost account in case you accidentally like an old photo so they won't know it was you.
Yeah,
you guys already have that, apparently.
And rule number one, when you sleep over after a date night of drinking tequila, always film it so you can review the footage the next day and see if you were a stud or if you were a dud.
No.
I have a whole library. I'm telling you, this works.
I hope the other person got you got permission.
Not important.
Okay, maybe. So, a little important.
But see, Abraham.
Tequila's permission enough.
Abraham is worried that maybe he was a dud when he slept over at Vicky's place. So we're going to help him find out and ask if she has the footage. Isn't that right, Abraham?
I'm not asking that.
We'll do a little watch party at the station, and then we'll know for sure how good you were.
All right, hey, if she has it.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Men are so much more chill about that than
women.
Just
like,
letting you know, Abraham.
You took my pants off. Like, I mean, we're
setting you up for the. Are you nervous right now?
I'm nervous and I'm confused. We had a great time. I've gone back and sort of racked my brains as to what it could be. But like I said, I thought we had a great night together. I don't understand why I'm being ghosted right now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, if it's that, remember, you can always blame it on the tequila.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, here we go. We're going to dial Vicky's number right now. We'll hopefully get her on the line so we can ask her what the deal was. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Here we go, man.
Hello?
Hi, is this Vicky?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, Vicky, my name's Jeff. I'm from the morning radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're on in the mornings. If that wasn't clear from what I said. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. What's this about?
Well, this is about a segment that we do on our show called A Second Date Update.
Jeffrey's just trying to practice his small talk right now.
I am. So far,
not good.
Off to a good start.
Yeah.
No,
not
okay.
It's very small. Very small talk.
Which also could be what we're talking about.
All right.
That is
well,
true.
Small talk completed. Now let's get to the juice of this because we're doing something called a second date update. It's where we help our listeners who are getting ghosted after what they thought was a great date night.
Okay.
Okay. And so recently you were out with a guy who is a listener of our show. His name's Abraham.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Judging from the reaction, it's not a very good one, but Abraham told us about your guys' night together, and he thought it was fire.
Yeah.
He thought the date was super lit.
He wanted to binge the date.
No, he didn't say these things?
Binge
Oh, my God. He had a great time with you, and he's totally clueless as to why you're not calling him back.
Yeah, I never want to talk to that guy again.
Oh,
what?
That's kind of a
doing
strong
a good
reaction.
Job at that.
I know, but usually, like when I'm angry with someone or upset with someone, I'll let them know why.
Why would you do that, Brooke?
Because
how are they going to know how to do
something?
Oh,
you like yelling at people.
Different. I just think it's not productive.
No. You just like talk down to them. Like, here's all the things that you did wrong and why you're not good enough for me.
I'm just saying, hey, this wasn't cool, man. Yeah. I just want to let you know that wasn't cool.
Okay, some people like to be passive aggressive, not just aggressive, Brooke, all right?
So look, here's the thing, Vicky. Abraham has no idea why you wouldn't be calling him back.
Because you didn't tell him like you should have, like I'm saying, Jesus.
Or at least there was no hints for why.
And he had a great time.
Well, what did he tell you about our date?
We only have like bullet points of what happened, but basically you guys went out to a bar, you had some tequila, flights of tequila, you guys shared a plate of nachos, ended up back at your place where he spent the night. And then the next morning, you kind of had to rush him out.
Which we thought was kind of an obvious sign that maybe you didn't enjoy your time with him.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Okay, that's not a good review. Are you talking about the bedroom time or the date time?
The date / bedroom time. But like in the morning, I needed to leave to go to work. And he was like not getting the hint. First, he was using my bathroom. He was like in there for a while. And I'm like waiting. I'm like fully dressed, ready to go. And then he went and used the other bathroom that my roommate and I share that's like in the entryway.
What? He bathroomed twice. That's why you hate him?
Yeah.
Well, that's annoying when you're trying to leave and someone's just there.
There's no reason never to talk to somebody again.
Well, maybe he was just trying to let you use your restroom so you could finish getting ready for work.
No, I was ready to go.
Okay.
And then we left. I get home from work and I go to use the bathroom and the toilet paper roll just like completely collapsed.
Whoa.
And he had taken the springs out of it.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, as like a prank.
Hold on.
So like you could close it, but it didn't automatically open back and extend on its own because the spring was missing.
What makes you think that he took it?
Because then I went and looked in our entryway bathroom that my roommate had shared. Hey, he'd done the same thing.
So weird.
He was just trying to prank you in the bathroom?
Yeah, I was like, who does that? How old are you?
Oh, my God. I feel like this is something my husband would have done when we were dating. I'm not even lying.
I love it. That's hilarious.
I don't. I would never call someone back.
I don't understand what the joke is.
Well, it's just like, exactly. It's a small inconvenience.
It's like
putting salt in someone's coffee. And they're ew. It's like, gotcha. It's innocent enough, but it's...
Right. And my guess is he wanted to do it to... make you laugh and think of him after he had left
when
is my guess.
When you're in the bathroom.
I guess, but it's just like you're in my house and you're taking the time to like set a little practical joke when I need to go to work.
Yeah.
Oh. I feel like disrespected.
But he probably didn't think that far ahead.
Yeah.
He was just like, I'm going to do a silly little prank. And
that's
as
so
far
annoying.
As
exactly. And the intention was not for disrespect.
And no.
Don't just take it from us. Take it directly from Abraham because I have to let you know, Vicky.
Gotcha.
He's on the other line.
He's a crazy white guy.
Yeah, he's been listening this whole time. He wants to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Vicky, It was not meant to be disrespectful, and I'm sorry if you took it that way. It was like they said, just meant to be like a silly little prank. You would laugh and then move on. But I told you about me pranking my buddy, and I wasn't quite sure where you stood in like pranks. Like, I'm sort of a prankster, so
I just did
that, not thinking that it was going to be a big inconvenience for you. So, look, I'm sorry, but I also like if that's not your sense of humor. Like that's kind of who I am.
Oh. You're slaying it. Wow.
Yeah, you're not funny.
Oh.
That's kind of harsh.
I mean, others would disagree. I certainly have made a lot of people laugh. So if that's your opinion, you know, you're entitled to it.
But
Abraham, did you at least hide the spring somewhere in her house so that she could find it later and put them back in?
I put them in your vanity drawer in the back. So if you do want to reinstall them, it's really easy to do.
Do people find that funny?
If you knew where the springs were, why didn't you text me and tell me where the springs were? I've been a whole week without the springs.
Well, I thought that you were going to respond to one of my other messages, and I would have asked, hey, did you notice anything strange in your bathroom? We would have had a laugh about it. Then we would have set our next date. That's the way I sort of thought it was good.
So in a way, this is all your fault, Vicky.
No, that's not what he meant.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I thought we were going to be communicating and I could make a joke out of it, so...
All the pranks.
Here's the thing. I mean, Vicky, do you have brothers?
Yeah, I have an older brother.
See, it's just like dating a brother.
We're trying to get them to go out again.
I just mean like the humor.
Like,
I get that from my brother. That's fine.
You got to find somewhere in your heart where you could see where he was coming from. He was trying to maybe do something light and funny and get you to think about him. I'm sure he has another great
prank that he can pull on you that'll actually make you laugh on your next date if you're willing to give him another shot.
Oh, nice.
Not a stupid prank, a legitimately laugh out loud funny prank.
Yeah, highbrow prank.
Yeah, now that's a lot of pressure. I don't know if I can live up to that.
No, come on, Abraham.
You're the prankster.
I believe in you. Take out the filter from her water machine.
No, that's not funny.
What?
That's actually more annoying. Way worse.
Got you. You have less iron and minerals in your water.
What do you think? Vicky, give him another shot. We'll pay for it.
He's already said, like, who he is, and I just don't see it getting any better. I just don't think we're a good match.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's all right. Right, Abraham?
It's a bummer. I thought you were cool, but, you know, if you don't have a sense of humor, I can't help that.
Oh, that was harsh.
Ouch.
That
seemed a little...
I'm with you.
Abraham, you know what? I think you're funny and you're cool. Yeah, okay? You can take the toilet paper rolls out of my house any day.
That's so weird.
Thank you.
Wait, what?
It's not a prank if you know.
No, yeah. No, you come, you spend the night.
Oh!
Okay, and then you come take out all my toilet paper.
And that's the funny thing.
Abraham and I get each other. Okay. You guys don't understand.
You're not a prankster.
This is called bro love.
You do you, Jeffrey.
We'll do each other. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I hope this is a joke.
Gotcha.
Not quite sure if I'm cool with this part of it.
No, you are cool with it. You're cool with it now, and we're going to be funny together.
It's bad when Abraham doesn't even think it's funny.
Yeah. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Every week, I need to brainstorm what I want to sing about for my song of the week.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Something that's topical and relevant, hopefully relatable to the listeners.
Yeah, people want to hear about it, right?
Full disclosure, though, this week has been really tough trying to think of something that's actually fun to cover.
Yeah. There's not much fun in the world right now.
Yeah, trying to keep it lighthearted.
Yeah.
So I had a bunch of ideas, but they all got vetoed by management.
Okay.
Like,
wow.
I want to do a song about 16th century German pirate Klein Heinzlein.
What?
Huh?
You know?
Okay, good thing that's not.
He and all 33 of his crew members were beheaded in Hamburg on this day in 1573.
Is that sad that that's happier than what's going on in the current news?
I mean, it could have been funny.
It could have.
Anyways, then I asked if I could sing a song about solving nonlinear differential equations.
I just fell asleep.
I may get behind that one. Know,
y squared times dx over dy plus 2xy.
I don't get it.
Just all letters.
I mean, the jokes write themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, management was worried it was going to be too funny.
Obviously, management stepped in on that.
big with the calculus crew.
Definitely. That's why I need to find the happy medium today.
Okay.
The sweet spot of humor right between medieval pirate executions and long-form fractional equations.
Okay. Where'd you come up with? Because that's a pretty big middle ground.
I don't know. It's more niche than you think, and I've got just the topic.
Ooh.
You're going to find out what it is. Get ready to laugh.
Oh,
my brand new song of the week coming up at 8:10.
All right, it's time for Young Jeffrey's song of the week.
Okay.
Yay.
And you know, for the last 3 or 4 months, it was hot vac summer.
Now
that the bumps downstairs are finally going away,
thank goodness, man.
It's time to get cozy.
Oh.
Are we just starting into the song
right now?
Cozy.
Hey, hold on.
Everybody clap your hands.
Okay.
Clap your hands, bro.
Okay. What's
time to get
cozy.
That's pretty good. Now, Alexis, I know on the beat you struggle with rhythm, but that's okay.
What am I supposed to do?
Here we go. Focus. It's time to get
cozy. It's like, right?
Jose, bring us back.
Oh, I'm bringing us back. I'm dancing.
Left leaf, let's stop.
Okay.
Right leaf, let's stop.
Right leaf?
Okay, stop it. Okay.
Oh, I like it.
Cozy.
You see that?
I was going to back it up.
Now you're in the mood.
I like it.
Now, see, that's not my song of the week, obviously, but you get the drift. We're just days away from the start of autumn.
Oh. Now I'm ready.
I want to do that again.
Now people are going to want that to be the song.
Yeah. I was like, that was fun.
But the thing is,
cozy.
Fall is days away, and that means all the great things that come with it are going to be here.
It's like next week.
Wednesday.
Yeah, sorry.
And, is that right?
There is a reason that this is my favorite season, and I think everybody's favorite season.
It's a lot of
things. A summer girl, but okay.
I like Christmas.
You like the bumps downstairs. I get that. But look, I wanted to celebrate the start of fall the best way I know how by singing about it.
Okay.
So instead of doing Post Malone's You Are Better Now,
ooh,
it's Young Jeffrey's Need a Sweater Now.
Oh!
perfect. It's perfect.
For the start of fall.
Man, I am wearing pants and a sweater for the first time. Right.
I brought out my denim again.
Oh, great. We were hoping you'd leave it alone.
I know. Someone needs to burn that thing. Okay. I'm going to point when I'm ready. Points. I'm probably gonna need a sweater now, sweater now. I feel the temperatures are going down, going down. The sky is grayer than an ultrasound, ultrasound. Buckets of Vaseline, can't stop my lips cracking. Outside the foliage is turning brown, turning brown. I'm snapping photos of it all around, all around. More into nature than an Eagle Scout, Eagle Scout. It's so damn pleasuring to watch the leaves dying. Whoa, I jump into a giant stack of leaves. Yo, crispy as a week old box of spring rolls. Crush them up and bag them by the kilo. Crunchy like Taco Locos Doritos. Chilly autumn breezes give me watering eyes. That's why I was crying on the farmer's hayride. Nothing beats the comfort of a warm fireside. Even fake electric ones are still kinda nice. And I'm loving, 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 loving my coffee flavored like a pumpkin pumpkin. That venti PSL goes straight to my head. Give me the runs, but it feels festive. I'm gonna give up on my diet now, and tell my Peloton to quiet down, quiet down. Just wanna shovel things into my mouth, to my mouth. Candy on Halloween, I don't do rationing. And when Thanksgiving finally comes around, I treat my body like a dumping ground, dumping ground. Drank so much gravy that I almost drowned, almost drowned. My tummy's so curvy, SpaceX would orbit me. Whoa. I never need to tie my shoes, cause I am wearing my Ugg boots. This flannel got me in a mood. Now I'm a lumberjacking dude, and my home is such a cozy place. We decorated for the holidays with mini pumpkins on a serving tray. More bells and whistles than my resume. Sipping hot cocoa on a comfy couch with tiny marshmallows floating round, floating round. I sip too quickly and it burned my mouth, burned my mouth. Enjoy the painful sting of my tongue blistering. Wearing a onesie all around the house, under a blanket weighing 30 pounds, 30 pounds. Watching a murder series with your spouse, those scary movie screams give me the bad wet dreams. Whoa. My skin gets so pasty, the sun goes away. One raindrop and now no one can drive. Kids like to play out in the puddles now, puddles now. I'd rather stay inside and cuddle down, cuddle down. While watching men get into huddles now, huddles now. Football on the big screen, nachos with sour cream. I think I'm gonna need a sweater now, dressing in six or seven layers now, apples and water, I can get them out, Robert, I'm so sorry, nobody bobs like me, whoa.
Nobody bobs like me. That was dumb.
Sorry, Robert.
Yay, 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 fall. Amazing.
Fall is almost
oh
here.
Oh my god, I'm ready. Like, I didn't think I'd be ready. I'm ready. Yeah, especially after that song.
No, it is.
You, dude, you converted me from a summer girl to fall girl.
Yeah.
I know. It was
the PSL.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm also a fall girl now.
Yeah.
We're all fall girls.
I'm just worried about the bad wet dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you shouldn't
happen
be having,
to any of us.
Shouldn't right. have the good ones anymore. Yeah.
I mean, I peed my bed. You got
yeah,
that.
No, okay. Yeah,
we followed. We followed.
That happens a lot during the fall. Text in to 78592. Tell us what you thought about the song of the week. Are you converted into a fall girl now?
Yeah, you should be.
Also, we're going to have this video up a little bit later on the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube where you're going to be able to see all the lyrics. Mm-hmm. We'll have it on our Instagram, on Facebook, everywhere that we put our videos.
Yeah.
All over the internet.
That's right. And happy fall, everyone.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Still getting text into 78592 about my new song of the week. If you missed it, instead of singing the Post Malone song, I Am Better Now, sing my own version called I Need a Sweater Now.
I actually liked it better than the original.
Yeah, it's accurate.
Same here.
So good.
Yeah, because if you didn't realize, we're just days away from my favorite season of the year, fall.
Aww.
Yeah.
One text came into 78592 and said,
You sang about pumpkin spice a few weeks ago, and now this week it's all about fall.
Uh-oh.
What's next? Seasonal depression?
That's a good idea.
Could be, actually, yeah.
Really good
Someone
idea.
Is not in the fall spirit. Yeah. Sounds like a spring person right there.
Or sad already kicked in for them.
That's right. Yeah. Get under the UV lamp, buddy.
Yeah.
Another text came in that said, hoodies, hot cocoa, boots, jeans, cuddling, and flush cheeks, and not the kind on my face.
Oh,
I'm ready for fall.
Okay.
Those are my type of people.
Right? Yeah.
But remember, if you like the song, if you missed it, or you want to share it with another fall fanatic, please do and hit up our socials, Brooke and Jeffrey, on YouTube, yes. Facebook, TikTok, or Insta. Get cozy with it.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win, Brooks!
Brooke's going for 18 wins in a row today. And it's
right.
really starting to get to me.
Why do you not like it when I win? I would root you on, dude.
I understand.
I'm always rooting for you, Brooke.
But I'm literally paying you money because I keep betting on the callers to beat you, and then they're not coming through. And the thing is, nobody is trying to get into Brooke's head before she answers questions.
Oh, it's their fault. Okay.
So Michelle from Port Angeles is on the line to play you. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, I'm actually caffeinated, and the blood vessels in my brain are dilated. I got all this blood flowing through my brain, and
ouch.
That's a good start. Blood
painful.
In your brain.
A lot of blood.
That's what we want. But
yeah, what's in your brain?
Michelle, this is a dog fight, okay? You need to get into Brooke's mind. You need to call her a name.
Ooh.
Rattle her a little bit, because this isn't just a fun radio game anymore where we smile and drink tea and answer questions, okay? This is a dog fight.
Now that Jeff has money involved.
Throw a name at her.
Like, I'm going to take that wino down.
Oh,
oh
wino.
Yeah,
wino.
How do you like that, you ninny?
I thought that was a compliment.
No.
Is that not?
Yeah, no.
Some people take offense to that?
A wino, yeah. Someone who drinks too much wine.
Oh, great.
It's like being called
a drunk.
Is
there such thing?
Somehow we put Brooke into a better mood.
Oh, man.
Okay,
God.
We're just going to send her out of the studio. Get out of here, you wino.
Her.
And while that happens, Michelle, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Your time starts now. Today's International Country Music Day. Which country artist has sold the most albums of all time?
Garth Brooks.
What is the only bird to be honored with its own year on the Chinese calendar?
A pigeon.
In 1957, Russia launched the first satellite into orbit called what?
Sputnik.
Acorns come from what kind of tree?
Oak.
The Andes are the longest mountain range in what continent?
South America.
Onika Tanya Mirage Petty is the real name of what rapper?
Nicki Minaj.
All right. Well done. I'm just going to say that before we bring Brooke back in. Well done
that
there.
That was phenomenal.
That was really, really impressive, Michelle.
I'm not falling for that. I know you.
Good. Don't
Jake's,
fall for
Jake's
it.
Jake's got a tell face.
Don't yeah. fall for yeah. it. I love
All
it.
All right,
He's
Brooke.
Smirking over there.
Sounding a little too confident,
no,
if you ask me.
I don't
me.
Believe you. Great I don't work, believe Michelle. You.
Anyway.
She honestly thinks we're tricking her. I love this.
I know. Okay.
The listeners are probably all laughing in their car.
This could be the end of the streak. Are you ready, Brooke?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Today is International Country Music Day. Which country artist has sold the most albums of all time?
Garth Brooks.
What's the only bird to be honored with its own year on the Chinese calendar?
Falcon.
In 1957, Russia launched the first satellite into orbit called what?
Sputnik.
Acorns come from what kind of tree?
Oak.
The Andes are the longest mountain range in what continent?
Asia.
Onika Tanya Mirage Petty is the real name of what rapper?
Onika, Megan Thee Stallion?
All right, we got our answers. Time to go to the scoreboard. See how you did with Jose.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty.
Bolaños.
I love Nicki
Minaj. Okay, sorry.
Michelle.
Yes.
Brooke thought we were faking her out. We weren't. You got 5 correct today. You
Are
did
you
great.
Serious?
Michelle.
Oh, no.
Michelle, bringing the heat.
I think I screwed up on the rapper name.
And Brooke, overconfident.
You screwed up on all of them.
Wow.
And Brooke, overconfident, coming in, thinking, oh, no
I
way
lost.
I'm going to lose this. 3 correct.
Oh, no.
Wow, Michelle, you did it.
That's right. The streak is over.
Whoa!
Congratulations,
Jeff
Michelle.
Is debt free.
Let's go over the answers. Not that Michelle needs them,
you
but Brooke does.
Terrible coworkers.
Today is International Country Music Day. The country artist that sold the most albums all time is Garth Brooks with 157 million.
Wow.
He's by far the most. The next closest is George Strait with 69 million.
Thunder rolls, man.
The only bird to be honored with its own year on the Chinese calendar is the rooster.
Oh.
Not the chicken, by the way. The rooster specifically.
In 1957, Russia launched Sputnik as the first satellite into orbit. Acorns come from oak trees. The Andes are the longest mountain range in South America.
Duh.
Onika Tanya Miraj Petty is the real rap name of Nicki Minaj.
Oh, even if I would have gotten that right, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah,
it would have
been 5-4.
Dang, that was a solid win. I'm proud of you.
You should go to school and learn some geography.
Oh, damn.
That's right.
Okay.
Sit down,
wow,
Brooke.
Michelle.
You wino, Brooke.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Dang, girl.
Not only do you get $100, Michelle, but in addition, just for playing, you win $25 to Olive Garden.
Yeah.
I love going to Olive Garden to eat family style, but for my family, that means we sit in complete silence unless my mom is chastising me for some reason or another. It still feels like I'm eating at home, though,
at
which
family.
Is nice.
You leave crying.
Yeah.
Authentic experience.
I hope they run out of breadsticks while you're there, Michelle.
She's like, ouch, that was low.
I know. Why would you say that to her? That was just mean and uncalled for. Anyway, congratulations, Michelle. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.